Maybe I'm the only one who gets surprised by it. Okay, welcome officially to the Art of Channeling Collective. This is our number 12. So we've been, this is our full year. And, I wanted to just start off today, and it's going to be a little bit different in its order, and you'll understand why in a few minutes. But I was reflecting after a year of this, and then some of you came into the very initial channeling class, I don't know, a few years ago. I don't remember when that was. And some of you have come in at different times. And I wanted to take a minute just because it's like the year, it's like the end of a set. I mean, we could talk about a month, and it's just like at the end of a set. What does channeling mean to you? Like, what has it done for you in your life? Anyone ever think about that? Carol, please go ahead.
Well, part of it is I always got messages, but I didn't always trust in those messages from the time I was pretty young. And since I've come into the channeling class, it's helped me recognize and trust that these messages are coming, and now they're just like little frequently audible voices that come in, or else vision. I'll get a picture of different things. And even when I'm doing spheres, sometimes stuff happens, channeling comes in. And so the channeling class has allowed me to see how it's just part of everyday life, it's just part of me, and allowing for the guides to allowing to know that I'm not all by myself, and that I have just an incredible crew of guides and divine beings that want to help. They're always there.
Nice. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. Very inspiring. Thanks for kicking that off. Beautiful. Mireille.
Yeah, like Carol said, it brought a lot of confidence in myself. And I just learn every day. It's if I think about a year ago and now,
Oh, yeah.
this is unbelievable, So it seems I grew up so much.
Yeah.
So now that was very interesting, and it's part of my life now. So it's more than a tool. Like Carol said, it's we are not alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yay. Let's see. Andrea and then Candace.
Well, I've realized that I'm getting more and more visual. And that when I'm working with somebody, when I'm seeing a visual of them doing something, it's actually happening, and it shifts things. It's like I used to tell people that would give them a message that something that they needed to do, but now what's happening is that it's just I'm seeing them doing it, and they can see themselves doing it, or they can feel it happening. And it's just amazing. It's like instantaneous now. It's just really expanded who I am and what I can do. And I don't really have, I'm not really doing it. I'm just watching. And
Yeah.
it's really fun.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Candace.
I guess it's similar to how I feel with so many things. I've been developing so much, and yet I also feel like I'm just starting and I'm just at the beginning because I'm just at the beginning of, I guess, the next level of it. And it's funny, like something that when you ask the question and I'm thinking about it, I'm remembering this just a couple, maybe it was even yesterday or the day before, and I was asking, oh, to me a few days ago, and I tuned in. I said, trying to ask a certain being for some guidance around something that I had questions around, and I heard a no, that like they couldn't connect with me, and I was just like, what? I was like, what do you mean you can't connect? Like, is there something wrong with me? And it was like, it was just this whole thing. And I just didn't realize. And then a few days later, the connection actually did happen, but it was like there was a reason that in that moment something needed to complete itself before I could connect. That was what I got. And just through that, I was like, oh, wow, I have an expectation that anyone I tune into is going to be available to me to connect with or ask for guidance. And that in itself is kind of a it shows me that where I've come and not even realizing it, just the assumption that I can connect to anybody and get the guidance I need. Not that I feel confident to share it with others fully yet, or you know, write a book from it yet 100%, even though I feel like I'm kind of ready to get into that sort of thing. But for myself and my own connection in the moment, it's happening more than I think I realize I'm doing from just from that experience. And then the other thing, yeah, just getting more confidence in what I'm, there was something else I was going to say too, but I think that's good enough for now.
Thank you. Thank you. Exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, Gina and then Elizabeth.
I think for me, it's just biggest thing is it's showed me a whole other side of who I am, and that to be able to have an experience like this of being multidimensional, basically, you know, that I can connect and get information that's very useful for my life.
Yeah.
That was just kind of an eye-opener. It's like, wow. So
Yeah,
I'd say I
awesome.
think that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, thank you. Elizabeth?
So it's of course everything everybody has shared.
Yeah, ditto.
And
Ditto, ditto,
ditto
ditto.
all the way around. Also for me, it's gone a long ways towards helping my awareness grow. My awareness of who I am or what's out there or what's possible, and also helping me to get out of my own mind, thinking that I had the only answers or that I have to have the answers, and letting me know that there are other answers out there that can come from other places that are probably more powerful than what I have in my head. And so there are answers. So in a way, it provides me with hope. It provides me, with helps me feel better if I'm feeling down, and I can access that. And it also helps me to feel closer to source, because then I can connect with the angels or the archangels or whatever that might be. And that would be me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Reed, I saw your hand.
I totally agree with, you know, the general consensus that I'm opening up more, but I don't know if this is exactly channeling, but every other minute of the day, I'm thanking Archangel Michael for letting me merge onto the freeway safely. Thank you, Archangel Michael, that I didn't trip on that stick out there. Thank you, Archangel Michael. You know, it's like, it feels like my life is being guided a little bit or cleared the way, or, you know, especially when big old trucks are coming in. Oh, thanks, Michael. I can get right in between those. Thank you, Michael. Or there's no, and it's all jumped up and then there's no traffic that I have to merge into. It's like, thank you, Michael. You know, it's like, it's, just feel like I've got backup.
Sounds like Archangel Michael's your driving
Yes,
instructor.
he's helping a lot and
No,
walking.
that's
but
wonderful.
yeah,
That's
so
great.
having that, the trust, I think it's the trust more that ask for some, and the spheres, gosh, you know, that to me is channeling, I guess. Our intentions
No,
are going
it's
out into
still
the world.
channeling. It's
And
still
having the
coming through.
results sometimes right back at you. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. So
Great.
it's very, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for all these tools, but also they're getting so natural and so comfortable. And so, oh, of course, you know. And so I mentioned to somebody, they go, oh, I didn't even think of that. I said, oh God, all day long, spheres. Oh God, all day long, asking, you know, it's
Right. Well, it
So
sits
thank
under
you.
that heading of ask and ye shall receive, right? And we may have grown up with that thought form or that belief, or that maybe not even the belief, just that awareness. But I think we're growing into learning that that's actually true in whatever way. Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, Gina.
I have to share something that you guys might think is pretty freaking funny. We, for the past couple months, have had a family of rats living under our house. We've had professional help come. We've spent well over $1,000 trying to get rid of these little guys. They're going nowhere. We catch them. We keep catching them, but God knows how many of them there are in there. So a few days ago, I got this little message that we should open the door to under the house and let the cats go in there so that the rats can smell the cats and maybe not feel like being under there is such a nifty thing anymore. And then a day or two later, I got the message that I should take some of their cat shit and their urine under the house and leave it there because they won't like it. So today I crawled under the house with a couple of, throwaway plastic containers, dumped some cats. We have plenty of it, and it's free. So I have deployed it under the
Deployed.
house. And we shall see. We have a little, Andre has been setting up a wildlife camera every night so we can see the little one-way door that we built so that they could go out but not come back in. And the mother will not go out the door. The babies will go out. Sometimes they'll get back in, sometimes not, but she will not go out that door. So anyway, we're hoping that this will be something compelling enough to make them leave. But it's funny because truly both of those messages came to me as intuition, guidance, whatever. So we'll see.
I love it. I love it. Extermination through channeling. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, it may, logically it makes sense, right? And I just love that it was a download that way. Yeah, and hopefully it's successful. No matter what. No more exterminators, right? All right. Anyone else want to share? Yeah, Candace.
Yeah, I just remember the other thing is just that the High Council of Orion has helped me so much this year in ways that I'm just so grateful for. The things that were just super challenging for me. And I just remembered to ask from the very beginning class of asking for an attunement.
Over here.
And that's been incredibly helpful in the moments that I felt like I really needed it and had the memory to use that. So yeah, it's having the connections with these beings who have capacities beyond our own is so great. It's like calling the 911 when we need it sometimes and having that available to us in a way that, isn't in this physical reality. So I'm just so grateful for the connection and the awareness and the trust in it and like the results. So yeah.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
And that segues into what the High Council of Orion's going to talk about, but we'll get to that in a minute. And again, anyone else want to share about how the year's gone for you? All right. Okay. So thank you for all that. That's very inspiring and Yeah, it was just talking about downloads. That was a download today as I was getting ready. And it was like, oh my gosh, this has been a year in this form. Let's talk about it and let's see, how we feel like, when we're investing time and energy resource into this, like, how is it meaningful for us? And, I feel like the things that we do that are creating something that's real change, not just hopeful change, that we can actually see the growth and the transformation. Obviously, those are the things that we want to keep doing, right? We want to do more of it, learn more, expand more, practice more. And that's any realm, whether it's cooking or learning a new skill or, energy type work in all the ways that it can show up. But it's nice to know when we actually, sometimes we don't really anchor it in until we think about it and look back and say, well, wait a minute, who have I become? Because we're always becoming. So at least for me, I love to look back and say, well, where was I a year ago or 6 months ago or 5 years ago? And what's different about who I am? Because we've created that change. I mean, life, even through all the difficulties, there's, we're getting, the crucible of just getting maybe, put on fire, put in a pressure, but it's helping us create more of what our potential is and for us to shine more. So thank you for all that. Very inspiring. The next thing I want to remind everyone about, and I don't have a list because I didn't have time today to actually go through and make it, but it may not apply to any of you who are here live. So it may only apply to people who are watching the replay. You can check out last month, which would be February's call, where I talked about how the payment stopped. That was my fault, and just how to get back going again. And again, I think all of you are good to go. But for those of you watching the replays, if you haven't had to go back in and sign up again, please do. The emails, let's see. I'll send out an email reminder again about it, I guess. It came out in the reminders also for, this cycle this month, because I know not everyone opens all the emails. Somebody's not going to open this email if they know they're not going to be here. So they wouldn't even see it. And so anyway, I'm sorry if it's annoying. If it annoys you, like, I've already done it, Holly, why you send it to me? Just please forgive me and just ignore it. Just let it be background and just gloss right over that if you've already done that. So I just need to kind of get the group pulled back together again after my mistake last year. So enough of that. And so I'm going to go into, we're doing something different today. So I'm going to go into channeling the High Council of Orion and then sharing what we're going to do today. Well, I don't know. We may have done it one time before, but we haven't done it in a while. And this is what the High Council of Orion suggested for today. Let me just see. One, eight. We have eight people. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's good. All right. So let me just tune back into them again, and I'll start seeing if what they want to share is consistent with what they talked about earlier. Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. We begin with blessings that are flowing from the consciousness field of Orion, which is an ascended consciousness. And by way of visual, although this is not literal, it flows through the cosmos to each and every one of you by choice always. By receptivity, always to expand into a place to receive, to expand into greater alignment energetically with an awakened state, with a state that you would say is the ascension consciousness, the ascension vibration. And we bring that in to allow more of it to be infused in this moment, infused in the connections, the communications, the conversations, the strivings that we have within the group here. Just breathing and allowing more of that to be accessible to you. Today, we're going to share something that is perhaps a little controversial, perhaps a little surprising. Yet it's a beautiful seed of potential to drop into all of your awareness, and some of you will resonate with it quite a lot. As you know, out in the world, if you will, and this is really the entire globe, in that this isn't a pervasive thought or a pervasive belief. But the reality is, as you know, that consciousness is in an ascension, an awakening, an expansion of greater potential. That's not being said as something new and earth-shattering right now. Yet what goes hand in hand with that is very much the idea that your ascension process, your process of awakening to the fullest extent of your capacities and your potential on physical, mental, emotional, energetic levels, all of them, is that it's hard work. Correct? You've got to know the right things to do, the things not to do, the ways to think, the ways not to think. There feel like there are a lot of rules. It feels like, am I going to get there? Am I going to miss out on this opportunity? And sitting within that consciousness, within that belief, is how hard it is. Now, we're not saying vibrationally that there's not some distance to travel or some frequencies to adjust to. We're not saying that that's not the case. It is the case. But we want to really bring forward the idea it and the through the question, does it really need to be hard? Because in your 3D experience, when you're striving for something, you might be going through a series of challenges, of growth, of exercising, whether it's mind, body, spirit, whatever it is, to get somewhere that you've never been before, correct? And so to do that, you have to push the boundaries of where you've been. And what we would say to you is that within the foundational makeup of who you are as a soul, as a great being of light, as a awakening being, you already have soul aspects that are awakened. You have soul aspects that are in that ascended field of consciousness. So we would challenge you, and this is a very subtle esoteric conversation here, but there are aspects of you that already know, already are experiencing where it is you're going. And we're saying going as if you're on a journey and as if you have to traverse territory to get there. We understand that. But this is languaging that's understood and supportive when you're in this dimension. The reality is this: you can begin to call on, work with the aspects, the soul aspects of yourself that are already in that awakened state, and ask for their support, ask for their guidance, ask for the alignment of what your next steps are, your next area of growth, your next place to expand into, your next place of consciousness or understanding based on where you are and where you're going. So it's as if you're really, we would say, talking to yourself, but asking instead of deciding, I have to go there and do this and go laboriously and hard, and it's a big toil all the way there. When you have guidance that's already part of your soul's history that can begin, you can ask for help. They're waiting. So vibrationally, it's waiting. But because you haven't had the belief or the thought, by and large, that, well, there's aspects of me that already are in this field of awakening, already has these understandings that have the consciousness, this the subtlety, the sophistication of the dimensional awareness, I can ask for what is right, what is appropriate from where I am now and my next steps to begin easily and effortlessly flowing to me. Now, some of you have thought this is possible. Some of you may have played with this. And for some of you, this will be a new idea. And so it's something to open up to play with, to And we say play with it is try it out, see what it's like. And you might say, well, how would I go about doing that? How do I know who I'm talking to? And the reality is that who you're talking to is already known because it's part of who you are. So if you call out, if you will, or identified the soul aspects of me that are in that awakened field of consciousness, it's already there. The connection is made because you're always connected to it. You're not paying attention to it because why? You haven't been guided to that being an opportunity or an option for you. So it's something to open to, something to feel, something to allow for, because what we're talking about is really an allowance to take away the energy or reduce the energy that this is very hard and arduous and fragile, and perhaps you won't even get there. Most of that is perpetration and distortion that it needs to be that way. So open up to that flow of its energy, correct? It's awareness, it's consciousness, it's understanding. And it's not necessarily all consciousness that you need, but it's that consciousness, the flow of that aspect of the consciousness that's going to be very supportive of you on the journey that you're having right here, right now on the planet. And as you do that, it can be very supportive of you. It can be a lot of fun, especially if you're really looking to dismantling the idea that it needs to be long, hard, and tenuous. So that was the main thing that wanted to be shared, but we also wanted to set out a reminder for all of you. And we know that you're all aware of this, but these reminders, there's so many things that we do and that we learn and we have available to us. Sometimes we forget some of the very simple things that we can do. And especially in times where whether you're looking at the cosmos, meaning the planetary activities or the solar flares or what, are planets in retrograde or not, or what's happening there, or whether it's something that's maybe happening in your personal life or something you're witnessing on the planet, anything that's feeling destabilizing to you, whether it's very close or more vast, please ask for an attunement to support yourself to optimally moving through that in a way that is well suited to you, in vibrational alignment with you. Because all the things that are happening on the planet, in your world, again, whether it's happening in the cosmos or whether it's happening at ground zero, all of it can be supported with a shift in awareness that you have at your disposal, something that can soften your journey through it, perhaps open up some awareness to change the way you're moving through it. But it's a vibrational support that is subtle and yet can be quite significant. Because as we move forward in time, it will be nice to have these readily available to you so that actually you can traverse many things that are happening in your life in a way that gives you the confidence and the ease and the flow, the optimism, and that sense that there's more available to you than what your mind might conjure up immediately. So that's enough said for this moment in time. We bring you the blessings from an awakened field, trusting, seeing you all in that field of your light. And holding that space that you feel the peace and the clarity that comes from that deep alignment. Be blessed. We are the High Council of Orion. So, how are we doing, everyone? Carol, do you have something you wanted to share?
Just a question I wanted to ask just a little bit earlier in the High Council's discussion, they were talking about calling upon aspects that of our being that are already further ahead than we perceive ourselves to be here in 3D. Is that like calling upon our higher self, or is it different?
I can only tell you what it feels like.
Okay.
It feels like it's beyond our higher self, in that the higher self is like the higher self or aspect of this incarnated experience. It feels like what they're talking about is more of just literally being in an awakened field.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mireille.
I really resonate with what the Council of Orion said because for me, already asked the universe, it doesn't have to be so hard. I want to be easy because I don't know, maybe because I didn't listen to my intuition a few years ago, so I started more and more to follow my intuition and listen to it. So, and it's not a kick anymore in For me, so it's so much easier. So I'm really excited about what they say today.
Oh, good. Yeah. Reet, please go ahead.
When they were talking about taking a journey, it just reminded me when some of us were doing a dolphin trip in Bimini and a hurricane was approaching and we had to leave, and Jean and Andrea left the day before the rest of us did. So they were our guides. They were saying, take this road, this gas station is open. Like, it was just so easy and sweet that we had someone ahead of us on the road giving us directions. Get off the main drag, take this little side road. It's so pretty. And, it's like, wow, we were so, cared for. It was a sweet journey, and other people were having not such a sweet journey, but we felt like we were so guided and it was lovely. And oh, yeah, that gas station. Oh, that grocery store was still open. Okay, let's load up and make sandwiches in the
Right. Yeah, that's
So that
awesome.
kind of felt like that. It was, someone knows the way. Can help us.
I remember doing spheres when all of you were trying to get out of there. Getting the calls or the emails. It's like they're stuck. Get out. That was a number of years ago now, but yeah. Candace, please go ahead.
I was on that trip too, so thank you for the spheres. That definitely helped. It was a definitely miracle after miracle how that all unfolded. I just am so grateful for this message. I can't wait till the replay comes out. I'm like, oh man, do I have to wait? I want to hear it again now. But it was just, I'm like, oh, my higher self, or not my higher self, but my like expand, my already ascended self. And I just tuned in and I know that part of me. And it's like, why haven't I been doing that? Why am I like listening to all these other people when I'm already here? Like I can just listen to me. And like the me just knows me, knows and is gonna be compassionate, is just gonna know me in a way that no one else could. And so I'm just so grateful for this guidance. And then I was like, oh, I could ask for attunements from my ascended aspect of myself too. So I'm just so elated right now, and just the whole idea of it being easy and the way that it was just presented, I'm like, you're right. Like, this can be easy, and my ascended self can help me, and it's gonna be just fine. Like all of that. So I just feel so grateful for the awareness that I have right now compared to like where I was maybe 20 minutes ago. So thank you.
Great, excellent. Thanks for sharing. Elizabeth.
When we took the Galactic Akashic Records course and we went through all the different categories of the different races to see what we resonated with, it was really interesting because the very last one was what? The Ascension Travelers, which most of us resonated with, which means that been here, done that, got the t-shirt, but I'm not reading it. Never thought to refer to the t-shirt. All those, because that's what we do, right? As the Ascension Travelers, we go from system to system, helping people through this process, helping planets through this process. So it's like I must, there's gotta be, thousand different aspects of myself who could help me. Never thought that that would be a possibility. To connect in with that, to get guidance. So cool. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, anyone else? Otherwise, I will start talking about what we're going to do today. All right, so let me just bring up my outline here. So what we're going to do is, by the way, just so you know, I'm going to just briefly explain what we're going to do, and we are going to do a little quick break. That allow me to set up the groups, but then also because once we go for the break, we'll go pretty close to the end, but not completely. We'll break early enough to chat about it when we're done. But you're going to have a little more time in the breakout rooms this time. All right. So what we're going to do today is this, and you can remind me if we've done this before. But there's a why for this also. So because there are eight of you, we're going to just break up into two groups of four. And what you're going to do is like round robin channeling. And so what this means is I'm just going to take the first four people I see here. If Gina, Andrea, Reet, and Carol are one group, then if Gina's the person who's receiving, it's Gina's turn to receive, and then Andrea will give her a short, concise message from whomever she wishes to channel. Then Reet would do it, then Carol would do it. Okay, so now Gina's received three short little bursts. They don't have to, what Andrea, what Reet, and what Carol said to Gina, they don't have to correlate. They might. But they don't have to, and you get to channel whomever you wish. Okay? Don't have to channel the same person or being that it's not that. So now Gina has three different messages, and then it would rotate. So then it would be Andrea, and then the same, so Gina would give her a short message, then Reet, then Carol. And so here's the reason why for this is it's not to create stress or stage fright or anything. I think everyone's probably comfortable enough with everyone else now that that's not going to be a problem. But part of it is something you can do with channeling if you ever want to, and this could be in person or it could be online, it doesn't matter, is you can deliver messages to a group. So, I mean, and you see this all the time with Ishtara and with the High Council of Orion. Like I just channel to a group, right? But the idea is when you have a group, generally speaking, if I have a group at a yoga studio and they're here to listen to channeling, if people are allowed to receive guidance or ask a question, it's good to be able to cultivate conciseness. Where you're just saying a few sentences, maybe, but it conveys the energy so that you don't have to be channeling for 20 minutes. You can give short bursts of messages. And I'm going to ask you to open up to also, and I know we've talked about this before, it was a while ago, but just that there's that energetic transmission as well as the word. So really opening up to in this short little time that you're just going to give a concise message is that feel that energetic transmission that goes with the words. It's like the words keep the mind something to work on, something to have the cognitive understanding, but then also feel the energy of of whatever you're communicating as well, but in something that's energetically and conceptually concise. How's that feel? Are we good? All right. Have we done that before? Not exactly this way, right? Okay. All right. So my memory is we've done small groups, but it's been more like channel, observer, and receiver. And then we switched roles that way. So this is new. This is different. And so I think it'll be fun. So what we're going to do now is just take just let's say 5 minute break, bio break, move around a little bit. I have 47 after the hour. Let's make sure we're back by 52 after the hour. And in the meantime, I'll just set up the two breakout rooms. And when we come back, I'll just talk about timing and we'll get ready to go with that. All right. All right. See you soon. Start the recording again there. So welcome back. So what we're going to do, Don't worry, Andrea, I won't start without you. So as I said, we're going to break into two groups of four. And once you get in there, somebody just say, okay, I'll be the receiver first, and then just do a little round robin. Now, so based on my general calculations, we're going to start more or less at the top of the hour. We'll probably start a little bit before that, but we'll go till 40 minutes after the hour. So that means you're approximately going to have 40 minutes, which means in a group of four, aside from switching out time and everything, generally that's like 10 minutes a person. So it's pretty fast. Okay. All right. Is everyone following that? Okay. If not, somebody in your group is getting it. So it'll be kind of quick. Elizabeth, do you have a question?
Yeah, so are we as the receiver, am I asking a question I want answers to, or they're just telling me something without any question or guidance?
Ooh, what do you want to do? How many of you would like to be able to ask a question to receive guidance? Okay, I see Kevin's hand. Elizabeth, maybe. How many of you don't care? You'll just receive whatever comes your way. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. Play with that. So if you're there and you feel like I really have a question I want to ask, as long as you know what it is already, like I'll just pick on Kevin because he said, yeah, he'd like to ask a question. If Kevin knows his question, then go ahead and say, this is what I'd like clarity on, or this is what I'd like some re receive some guidance on. Okay. And if somebody doesn't have a question, just make sure you don't need to already think about it when it's your turn. So it's going to move at a pretty good pace. And so, if you say there's 10 minutes ish per person, that means three people are going to get their messages to the receiver within 10 minutes ish. Okay. So somebody in the group who's not channeling, you can shift this around if people feel comfortable with it, could kind of just keep a general eye on time. If somebody starts channeling too much, just you can't touch them on the arm, but just say, okay, thank you, and let the and move on from there. Does that sound good? All right. Any questions? All right. I'm so excited to see how this goes. So we're going to go into the breakout rooms now, so you'll have a little bit of extra time to just get settled. And like I said, about 40 minutes after the hour, I'll pull you completely out of the rooms. I don't really want to like start throwing in messages because it may not work in the flow of your group. Are you all good with that? Okay. Okay, good. All right. I'll see you soon. Have fun. Here, I'm opening the rooms. We're almost all back. Can't wait to hear how that was. Wait, there we go. There's Reed. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. So, how was it? What worked? What didn't work? What was fun? What wasn't fun? Andrea, please go ahead.
Well, that was amazing. I got so many downloads of transmuted energy from all the people in our room. And it came in at first. And then the next person that we switched to, I just kept getting more and more energy. It was just amazing. And I was getting some amazing visuals as well.
And it seemed like we mostly didn't have questions, but the information that came through was so appropriate for everybody. It was amazing. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Great exercise.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for sharing. Who else would like to chime in? Gina.
Yeah, I got a lot of energy downloads too while everybody was channeling for me. And what ended up happening was that the energy I had received wanted to be expressed back to everyone in light language. So I don't speak light language very much to anybody but Andrea. I've shared it with Candace and Reet and Carol from time to time, but I don't speak it. But it carries a lot of energy. And so I just let it flow for a while and made me really nervous to do it, but I went ahead and let it come. So that was really beautiful.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing all that. That's great. Elizabeth.
Yeah, that was amazing. I think the messages were all spot on. And of course, once the first person went, there seemed to be a flow to the messages, which was kind of neat. Was really interesting because I channeled Mother Mary, but it was like really hard because when she came in, her energy was just like, oh. And it's like I started to cry. So it was hard for me to get the channel message out because it was just so much love. And it was like that's all she wanted to do was just to pour love into the room and let everyone know that they were loved. So that
Beautiful.
was kind of interesting. Yeah, to not be able to even get, so I couldn't get very many words out, but I don't really think I needed a whole lot of words because what I got afterwards, the sense was it was more the energy of the transmission that was the message as opposed to the words themselves. So I thought that was
Perfect.
pretty
Very nice. Yay, that's exciting. Was that your first time with her?
In channeling to somebody else, yes, I connect with her on my own, but never in channel in like a channeling to somebody else.
Beautiful. Yay. Andrea, did you want to add to that? And then Carol?
Yeah, I wanted to add that I had a full visual of Mother Mary in white robes. She had a beautiful blue embroidered around the edge of the robe. And I don't know, I had my arms down, and it was almost like she was with me or in me or something. But she was very present, and it was a huge energy. And I just wanted Elizabeth to know that it was amazing.
Nice.
Thank
Excellent.
you.
Thank you. All right, Carol, your turn.
Yeah, Mother Mary came through in our group
Mary's
together.
in the house.
Yeah. Well, it's like frequently if I channel for Reet, Mother Mary comes through. As she frequently does for me as well. But it was so huge. The beautiful that I noticed within our group, I was just commenting at the end how much the energy downloads were like, even after we en ended with that, after I ended channeling with that person, it was just like, it was just amazing. As not quite felt that much energy before come through, but it was kind of
Excellent.
like I could have gone out, but it was so much love through her. But all the visuals were so, and the energy behind them when Candace came, no, yeah, it was Candace. This whole dolphin stampede came through, and it was just like being on a boat with the dolphins circling in their little babies are with them, and it's just like so joyful and just amazing. And with Mireille, it was like a beautiful big sunset sky. So it was just a wonderful experience.
Beautiful. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Anyone else? Yeah, Reed, please go ahead.
Oh, it was really lovely, and I was saying, oh, I doubt myself, I guess. I just like, oh, nothing's coming through, nothing's coming through, nothing. Blah, 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 blah. But it kind of took a minute to kick in, I guess. So then it was just like very different for each person, very much, right energy for them, and it was just really lovely. It was really fun to do. I kind of surprised myself, I guess. It's like, oh, that was easy.
Where's that red easy button, right?
Where's that easy button? Boosh. But
Great.
it w was very nice to have the energy and the words, and the
Excellent.
visuals.
Yay. Thanks for sharing that. Anyone else? Candace?
Yeah, I think the format made it really easy for me, at least, just because there was just no pressure because they were getting messages from three different people. So it was nice that way. And then it was just didn't have to be anything more than what it was. And yeah, I had a tree come in for Carol, and the ocean came in for Reet, and a plant came in, the plant kingdom for Muriel, Ray. So it was just like so unusual for me, but I just think I allowed it because maybe the format, I didn't feel any pressure that it should be anything other than what I was experiencing and wanted to play with. And it just felt like play. And the consciousness that came in just through the choice to connect with that presence was something that I had never experienced before. So it was just that, oh, let's experience this now and let's see what there is here. And so that was really nice. And then the receiving was just so profound, especially all the conversations about the whales and the dolphins, that they love me and want to connect with me and they're my family. And I'm just like, thank you. So it was just a really beautiful experience on many levels. And
Great. Yeah, thank you for all that.
yeah, thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Well, so I love, how often we're breaking through to something new and different. And like I said before, I mean, obviously one could do this in any kind of format. And I don't, at least maybe some of you are planning on doing a public channeling presentation somewhere. I haven't heard about it, but you might be. But the idea is that there is this potential with a group where you might channel and they might all be assuming you're channeling a particular being, but that you have that opportunity to respond in short bursts, without needing to pontificate or, really elaborate for a while. So it's a little, I mean, in one sense, you could say it's a little more pressure, but I understand what Candace is saying. Well, it's not so much because, everyone's channeling. It's not like you're just the one up there and doing all the channeling, but it kind of breaks you into that type of energy. So I'm glad you loved it. And it was a lot of fun to create the space for this. And so next time we're going to meet on April 17th, of course, the reminder emails will go out, will be at a regular pattern next month. And just look forward to whatever, the High Council of Orion wants to bring through. And Candace had said, I can't wait to hear the recording. I have David in Europe. He's lined up. Like, I already told him to expect this to be available for him by the time he starts work, probably fairly soon in the next couple of hours because he's over in France. However, I don't know where it fits on his weekly schedule. So he will get it, the email out. He'll get it posted and out as soon as it jives in his order of however that happens, I don't know. But it will come out as soon as he processes it, and he'll be ready for it when he gets to work. So I don't have anything else. Does anyone else have anything, or should we just get ready to sign off? Okay. Thank you so much.
You.
It's been a joy, everyone. And I hope you have a great month.
Thank you. It was a very interesting experience.
Good. I'm glad you
enjoyed. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Thank you.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
Stay tuned. Bye.
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 Bye.